Hello, everyone. Welcome to Developing Palettes. I'm Aaron Loomis, coming to you from the Ventura Cigar Company studio. And with me today is June Liu and Seth Geis. How are you guys doing today?
We're good.
So today we are talking about the Camacho Coil R Super Toro. The cigar is, I'm not sure what's super about it. It's the regular Toro 52. Comes out of the Diadema factory in Honduras. The blend is all Honduran, wrapper, binder, filler. Price point is $9, and the cigar was released in April of 2018. So with all that out of the way, June, what was your smoking experience like with this cigar?
Smoking experience-wise...
Seth, if you could mute for a second. There you go.
First third, for the entire first third, it was kind of like, man, this is kind of average. Got a lot of like assertive black pepper, especially sitting on the rear palate. And then there's this generic like cardboard, like burning paper kind of note. So basically a lot of these notes that I'm describing is like a lot of, you know, mediocre type of, you know, flavor profile. There's some subtlety of like dried nuts, with the dry wood going on. But overall, it's just kind of like that, you know, pepper, burning cardboard kind of a thing. So, as you progress through the cigar, the next two thirds, the profile does get better, and it opens up. So it's less of that, you know, cardboard burning paper kind of a thing. There's more focus on, especially the black pepper, dry nuts, and then that black pepper isn't as assertive to like that. It's like sitting on the rear palate, and even within the last third, I started getting this nice like cherry stone fruit quality to it. In terms of strength, it starts out kind of medium and kind of builds up to like a medium full, body-wise medium. In terms of construction, it was pretty good. I rated both the draw and the burn to be very good, which is one notch below our perfect score. So burn-wise, only downside is a fairly major touch-up that I had to do within like halfway through the cigar. Other than that, cool burning temp, solid ash marks, good smoke production, pretty sharp burn line. In terms of the draw, also really good, a bit loose for my liking, but cigar never heated up. So, you know, to that extent, it wasn't an issue at all.
How about you, Seth? What was your smoking experience like?
Yeah, you know, I mean, the cigar really began, as June said, lots of pepper notes. I got a lot of red pepper, black pepper, tons of spice. You could pick up like the qualities of strong tobacco with it, especially the Honduran tobacco. And it had some, you know, woody, you know, barnyard kind of qualities in the first third. It wasn't overly complex, but I mean, it was just kind of like this core flavor profile. And then when I moved into the second third, you know, it got a little bit more complex. You know, I got these meaty qualities, which, you know, right nowadays with our critique from manufacturers, I don't know if I should even say that. And then I was getting some like kind of espresso bean qualities. And then when it moved into the final third, I kind of felt that it just stayed pretty much the same with what it did in the second third. You know, in my opinion, I'm a pansy, I guess, but that's a full strength cigar, I think, from beginning to end. You know, the flavors go with the strength, but they're just not like, it's not overly complex. I'd say the body is full as well. The ones that I smoked for review, the construction wise, good construction, smoked well, but I think if you smoke more of these, you'll find that some of them don't smoke that well. You're going to get some burn issues. I know a lot of people had issues with Robustos. The little Perfecto smoked better, but the overall solid construction.
Yeah, for me, it started out with a blast of like black and red pepper. After a few draws, that kind of mellowed out, allowed some wood to come through on the profile. About a half inch in, that wood was pretty even with the pepper, which was kind of just a crushed red pepper note at that point. And that mellows a little bit more as the cigar goes along. Retro was a mix of wood, slightly fuller red pepper. And as that first third came to a close, a little bit of a creaminess joined the profile, which added a nice dimension to things. Second third, wood gained a little bit of a char to it. A little further in, I got a quick hit of like a slight metallic note, but that it went away pretty much as soon as it entered. An inch in, the red pepper was really faint, slightly charred wood up front, small amount of cream in the background. Retrohale was consisting of wood and a toasty bread note. As that second third was coming to a close, a little bit of mustiness joined in with the wood, and the cream and red pepper had left the profile. And then a final third, the mustiness increased to be slightly ahead of the wood. A little bit of a slight bitterness in the background. And at 3/4 of an inch in, that musty wood is kind of what was profile was consisting of as the bitterness went away. Retrohale is an aged wood note with a little bit of mustiness to it. And that's kind of how it went for the rest of the cigar. For strength wise, it started out a little bit above medium, but by the end of the cigar, it was definitely medium full. And I think I ran into the cigar that had the not so great construction. It was pretty sharp the entire way for the burn. But there were a couple of instances where I needed to do a touch-up to keep the cigar lit, and then one instance where it completely went out on me. Ash did hold on in near 2-inch increments for me. In regards to the draw, started a little tighter than I like, and then it tightened up a little bit more as the cigar was going along. So, June, what were your thoughts overall on this one?
Seth brought up a good point, by the way. I totally forgot to mention this, but first of all, overall. Overall, was, you know, slow starter, somewhat of a strong finisher. I rated the overall to be good, but it was really teetering between that good to average kind of an overall experience for me. That first third was just not good. I mean, nobody wants to taste a bunch of strong pepper notes and like a burning paper kind of a note. But luckily as the cigar progressed, flavors opened up. It was, you could find more enjoyable smoking experience and flavor profile that way. Coupled by a really well-constructed cigar, maybe try one or two. What I forgot to mention that kind of set, gave me a reminder too was after I smoked a cigar, I did in the garage, came back into the house, and I was just like fucking super straight. Like I couldn't even move. I just sat there. I started sweating. Girlfriend's like, "Is everything okay?" And I'm like, "No,
I'm dying."
Yeah. I ate some chocolate. Didn't work. Drank a Coke. Didn't work. And I had to eat a full on meal. And afterwards, I finally felt like it was kind of weird. So it took like a fucking like an hour to get through this shit. So, yeah. Just based upon the strength of the cigar, I don't know. I guess you could say in a way, I'm afraid of smoking again.
Yeah. How about you, Seth? What were your overall thoughts on it?
June, the first time I smoked this was in 2007, and it kicked the crap out of me, and I was dying. And the only thing that saved me was right across the street from the store was a McDonald's, and it was like right around St. Patrick's Day. And I had one of those Shamrock Shakes. Shamrock Shake is the only thing that saved my life. I don't know why I got in the car because it's just, I look at it from in terms of Camachos. This is out of the new releases and kind of like bring the brand back with the new packaging. This is the closest release to what Camachos used to smoke like. The coil R is pretty much in line with how it used to be. I think it's a little bit toned down in terms of strength. If I really want like a full strength cigar, Honduran Puro, I mean, I'm going to go for it, but what I usually smoke, it's not something I'd really gravitate towards. I think it will do well with some of the older Camacho fans and those hardcore Camacho fans. I think it'll really hit the mark with them. But it's just, I mean, it's not a really complex flavor focused cigar. That's just, I think it's just like, let's make a strong cigar with some flavors. It is what it is. It just kind of reminds me of like those years when they're making like who can make the strongest cigar and not worry about how it tastes. Let's just make the strongest friggin' cigar out there. And it just kind of bring back the old days. So.
Yeah, I thought it, started out with a lot of black and red pepper, kind of settled down, wood, red pepper profile, a little mustiness joined in. Construction was, just fair on my sample. It wasn't anything that was, making me forget about the way it was constructed and to focus on the flavors. But, you guys have already mentioned the strength. You can't get around that. And I just felt it was strength over substance kind of thing. So, it was just too boring for me to just sit there and just, I guess that some guys might like that nicotine buzz and like what it does for them, and then that might be a cigar that they want to smoke. But that, I don't enjoy that. That's not why I'm smoking a cigar, just to get, you know, hammered with nicotine. But you know, it's not something I'm going to look to go back to. I prefer, you know, a flavor forward cigar, so just not my wheelhouse. Getting into the scores, June, you gave it a 6.57. Seth, you gave it a 6.20, and I gave it a 5.60. So, June, how do you think that matched up with your experience?
I mean, I can tell you that the flavors were not that great. It was really strong. By the way, I have no idea that this was a remake of an original, and the original was really strong. Because if I did know that, I would have probably just been like, Aaron, why don't you review it with Seth? Anyways, back to the score. The score, I mean, you know, overall, it has some good qualifying characteristics, good construction. So mid sixes is good, but it's not something I'm going to be rushing to smoke again. So,
how about you, sir?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty much in line. As June said, it's not something I'm really like going to go for. You know, I think what we should do is smoke it one morning after a rough night in Vegas outside.
Fuck
just
that.
To see how bad it gets. I mean, it'll kill you, dude. It'll ruin the start of your day. I think if you look at the cigar for what it is, it delivers exactly what it's supposed to be. I think I think all of us are like, let's get some flavor on our cigar, a little bit more complexity. We don't worry about the strength. And I think if that's what you go for, then it's not for you. You're not going to enjoy it. It's just going to kick your butt. So yeah, that's where I am.
Yeah. For me, the flavor profile was slightly above average. And the burn was just good. The burn and draw were just good. So, you know, slightly above average construction. That's what it is. The score is slightly above average. So it all evened out. So it's not something I'm going to really rush back to. I don't know. You can almost use this like smelling salts or something to get someone's attention for kind of, you know, dazed out of their mind or something like that. But it's probably not something I'm going to go back to. But yeah, for those people that like the strength for the sake of strength, man, this is definitely a cigar that they should give a try and see what they think. You guys have any other final thoughts on this one?
I don't know. I'm wondering why they called it a Super Toro 2. Maybe back when they released it, it was huge for the size.
Maybe. Maybe Toros were just 6x50s back then. And
I remember those days. It's not that like that. I'm that old either.
Yep. All right. If you're just catching this video on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to us. We'll also check out the full written review on the website, developingpalace.com. Be sure to follow us on all the social media channels, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Google+. And you can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts. So iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean, and also now on Spotify. So thank you for joining in, and we will catch you on the next one.